Welcome. This is episode 246 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Into this podcast, we're going to be continuing our series on Daniel chapter 6. On Daniel chapter 6, this is going to be part 3. So far, we have done Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. So we're going to pick up from verse 5. Okay, so again, if you missed the first two parts in the series, I will strongly encourage you to go back and review those portions of review those portions on the website, review those portions from scripture. So far we have done Daniel chapter 6, and we have done verses 1 to 4. All right, so let's continue. So verse 5, and again I'm reading from the King James Version. And I guess maybe as a summary, again we see that Daniel was elevated to a very high position in the land of Babylon. And we talked about how he was a very excellent person. Okay, let's continue. So verse 5 says, then said these men, okay, maybe let me read from verse 4, just to give some context. But again, we've talked about verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But he could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Daniel was an above board kind of person, and he did excellent work. They couldn't find any fault or error in him. Okay, so now look at verse 5. He says, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. So what are we learning from this, listeners? The one thing we're learning from this is this. People will try to attack your faith. The thing is, believe it or not, we live in a godless society. We live in a godless world. And the devil works by a clear series of patterns, right? Like, one thing the devil will try to do first is to see if he can find your errors or your faults and capitalize on those. And the thing I would try to say to people listening to this podcast is this. Try to be a person of integrity. That's the truth. Again, I'm not saying you can't make mistakes. No, people make mistakes, right? No, people make mistakes. And God is able to help us. The Holy Spirit is able to help us. But as much as you can, try to be a person of integrity. Because one of the quickest ways, or one of the easiest means that the devil uses to go after a person is to just attack their integrity, right? Just to check, like, okay, let's see if we can dig up something on this person. Again, think about it in the political space. What do people do? Many times what people do is that they're like, let's dig up dirt on this person. Let's check out their character. Let's look at their past. Let's see what dirt we can dig up to use to destroy them in the present. That's how the kingdom, that's how things work. So just be a person of integrity, right? But the fact that you're a person of integrity does not mean that the devil will not come after you. Just because you're a person of integrity does not mean that conspirators will not come after you, right? Like the Bible says that concerning Daniel, that he could just find literally nothing. That there was no error, there was no fault found in him. Literally, no error, no fault found in him. That he was faithful. So Daniel was a man of integrity. So they could check his character, they could check his work, they could check his outcomes. They could literally check every single thing about Daniel and they could not find nothing. Literally, nothing. Literally. Nothing. Literally nothing. Literally nothing. Right? So they said, the Bible says that he could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. So since that avenue did not work, what did he want to go after next? They said, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. So honestly, like I'm trying to encourage you today, don't give occasion to the devil. There's this part of the Bible that says, don't give place to the devil. I don't know why I really want to laser in on that. Don't give place to the devil. Just don't. Don't give place to the devil. Don't give the devil an opportunity to make fun of the God that you serve. Don't do that. Don't give unbelievers or people of the world the opportunity to say, oh, well, you call yourself a Christian, right? Look at this man. He says, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. Like, let me give some examples. Let's say you're a person, you call yourself a child of God, right? In your place of work, you tell your colleagues, oh, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I serve God. I'm a child of God. But you're using profane language at work. Or you're the kind of person that puts in the least amount of effort at work. That is not a good testimony at all. Literally, I tell you, I kid you not, that is a pretty bad testimony. That is a pretty bad testimony, right? Because basically, unlike Daniel, where these men said, oh, we shall not find any occasion, by doing those things, you are giving those people occasion to blaspheme the name of God. You're giving them the opportunity to say, oh, this person calls himself or herself a Christian. But look at the kind of language that they use. This person calls himself or herself a Christian. But look at how dishonest they are. This person calls himself or herself a Christian. But look at what they say. Look at how they behave. Look at the quality of their work. Right? You're giving those people occasion to blaspheme the name of God. Right? So the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What are you shining out to the world in front of you? Are you giving them occasion to blaspheme the name of the Lord? Or can people look at your life and say, wow, man, there's nothing about this person's life that blasphemes the name of the Lord. Like, wow, like literally, there's nothing we can pick apart here. His speech, we cannot pick apart. His attitude, we cannot pick apart. This person is a person of true integrity. This person at work, this person at home, this person in every setting is the same excellent individual, right? So don't give occasion. Again, the Bible says, don't give place to the devil. Do not give place to the devil, right? But these people, since they saw that, wow, okay, we can't find anything in Daniel's lifestyle. Well, let's see. How about go ahead and attack his faith in God, right? Except we find it against him concerning the law of his God, right? So you see many people when they know that, man, you're doing, and you see this a lot in the world we live in today, right? They know that you're doing things that are above board. They know that you are being honest. They know that you're doing the right thing, right? But because of jealousy, they didn't say, you know what? Huh? We can't find anything against this person. Then they start attacking your faith, right? They start coming after you because of your religion, right? Like, for example, there's a baker or whatever in Colorado that his faith has been heavily attacked, right? So people will make up things, they will make up whatevers, they will make it their life's mission to mess you up by attacking your faith. But let me encourage you, when that happens, stand strong, okay? Literally, when that happens, what are you supposed to do? Stand strong. Don't give up on your faith. As you're going to see when we go to other parts of this series, Daniel did not give up. Daniel did not change his attitude, because what those people will try to do is they will try to see if you can, because of pressure from them, begin to deny your faith. And let me tell you this, when you begin to deny your faith, you'll start walking in sin. And when you walk in sin, you will then give those people occasion to blaspheme the name of God. All the devil is ultimately trying to do is to get you back into sin, right? But Daniel did not stop. He just kept going. See, God will work with you. God will help you. God will honor you if he sees that you don't give up on your faith, right? People will say, oh, and they will try to use every means necessary, right? Especially in this world we live in today, the world of cancel culture, where if you're a Christian and you have Christian views on things, people will make it their life's work to destroy you, to destroy your destiny, right? But again, don't stop doing the right thing. Don't stop serving God. Don't stop pleasing God. God sees. God knows. Sometimes it may seem unfair, and it is unfair. And sometimes it may look like, wow, all these things are happening. God, what are you doing, right? But it doesn't mean that God is not there. Because as you'll see later in this story, these men were able to get Daniel into a lion's den. Because you may think as a Christian, man, why didn't God stop them? Why didn't God prevent the law from taking place? Blah, 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 blah. But God was seeing. God was seeing. God understands all the variables. God sees everything that is happening. Just do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Right? Because sometimes people believe that when they become Christians, wow, if a trial or whatever is coming, they will not experience those trials. No. As a Christian, you will experience trials. You will be thrown into some lion's dens, right? I mean that figuratively. You will be thrown into some lion's dens. But God, even in those lion's dens, is with you. He's helping you. He's upholding you. He's sustaining you. So please, I would just really encourage you to keep this at the back of your mind. When you're going through these situations, I'm just trying to give you a realistic view of what the life of a true Christian is. I'm trying to give you a realistic view of what the life of a true Christian is, what the life of a true Christian looks like, right? So they will try to attack your faith. And again, one final thing I think I will say here is that jealousy can drive people to do some very bad things. Right? Some very, very bad things. Some very, very bad things. Right? So just be careful. Jealousy. And also be careful that you're not a jealous person yourself. Because it can make you do some very nasty things. These people, they didn't like how Daniel was rising in the land. Right? They didn't like it. They did not. Right? Again, that's why sometimes you have to keep yourself, keep a low profile. It's not everyone that is happy that you're succeeding. Honestly, like, we live in a society that's very open, especially in the US. People are willing to air out all their business on social media and whatnot, all their successes and everything. No, you don't have to do that, right? You can thank God and be grateful and leave it at that. Well, you see, some people, they want everyone to know, oh, this is happening in my life, that is happening in my life. You don't want to be that kind of person because you're just opening yourself up to attacks from the enemy. Right? So again, just be careful. The devil, if you're a person of integrity, the devil will be like, okay, let's use the word of God against this person, right? So they will start saying, oh, this person is a Christian and this person is a bigot. Or that this person calls himself a Christian and in the Bible they say XYZ, right? They will just try to make up, conjure, concoct anything just to defame your character. To be honest with you, what should you do in those circumstances? Just keep quiet and keep serving the Lord. 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 Just ignore what they are doing. God is aware and God is doing what he's doing. Because there may be this temptation to say, oh, let me start fighting back. Let me show them. Because Daniel could have used this position to deal with these people. He could have said, guys, okay, you're trying to wage this battle against me. Because remember, he had been appointed over all of them. I'm going to use my position of authority and oppress you. But no. It was like, again, remember the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. The Bible did not say, you will repay. Mm-mm-mm-mm. The Bible said, I will repay. So God knows, he sees, he's aware, he will repay. So I'm encouraging you today. Don't be a person that is giving to, oh, I'm gonna come after this person. No, don't do that. Do not do that. Do not do that. It's not worth it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. Let God fight for you. Right? God is the greatest fighter. Let him fight for you, and you'll know what victory, you'll know what true victory really looks like. Right? So I want to give a call today as we wrap up. If there's any person that's listening to this podcast and you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you this. Tomorrow may be too late. Stop postponing your destiny decision. The Bible says that now is the time of salvation. The book of Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 says, it is time to seek the Lord. Right? Stop living this life of sin. That life is not profiting you. And if Jesus were to come today, you are not going to heaven. I'm not going to deceive you here. I'm going to be real with you. This is real talk. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm encouraging you today, surrender to him. Jesus came to this world. He died on the cross. He shed his blood to save you from sin. All you need to do is accept this gift, number one, and then live for him. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins. I forsake my sins. I repent of all my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Let your blood cleanse me of all iniquity. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Spirit. And give me the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that has just surrendered their lives to you, myself, and everyone listening to this podcast. Lord, I pray, Lord, that may you please give us the grace to serve you with all our hearts. Give us the grace to be people of integrity. Give us the grace to not give people an occasion to blaspheme your name. Help us to be excellent in character, in speech, in thought, and in actions. Help us when people see us, let them see the light of God. When people see us, let them see that, wow, this is a person that an excellent spirit is operating within. And Lord, I just pray that may you give us the grace to honor you with our lives. And even if the devil is piling pressure, help us, Lord, to just continue to serve you, to keep quiet, to let the vengeance be your job, but just continue to serve you, that your name might be glorified. And Father, I pray that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Give us victory over the evil one, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are a few things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101. It's literally titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, read the Bible every day. Find a translation you can understand easily. You know, for some people, the New International Version, the New Living Translation, are very good translations. Read it. Think about it. Meditate on it. Write down action steps based on what you've read and put it into practice. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many churches that are not Bible-believing. You want to go to a place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. Right, fellowship with other believers. Do these things I'm telling you to do, and all will be well with you. So have a wonderful weekend. I will see you in episode 247. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.